debaters up for re-election. You know how he got to be mayor.
You wanted him to be.
You're going to work at his office. All I require is that you keep your eyes and ears open.
I spoke to Will Steyn. Mazzaria squeezed them out of the heroin business.
I should like to meet with Mr. Mazzaria.
Petrocelli's the biggest importer of heroin in the whole Southeast.
Go back to town, Bob. Those trucks he sent up here with the rum, and maybe they carry something for us, too.
Say hello to Abe Redstone.
Pleasure to meet.
I will thank you in advance for your discretion.
I'm assuming a reciprocal arrangement would be to your advantage.
It would.
And until next time.
Mr. White is alive, and you have crushed me.
We see you, girl.
Stand up. Stand your ass up!
Think about what comes out of your mouth next. Unless you're ready for a war, that you will fight alone.
We're agents of the Bureau of Investigation. Bring us your brother along with the criminals he conspires with. And your son stays a free man. And you get to hold on to what matters.
His position, but he's big time over there.
Is it Ballinger?
Yeah.
And you dealt with him directly in Atlantic City?
Once or twice when he was Toya's runner. I don't know.
You don't know?
Not since he got bumped up.
Joseph Ballinger, what is that? Polish?
It's Ukrainian.
I thought Toya only worked with Italians.
Does he?
It's a syndicate, for Christ's sake.
Consisting of?
Italians, sure. All kinds of greaseballs. Jews. Got this one Jake Gusick runs his breweries.
But this Ballinger, he's high up the ladder.
Very high. He's like Torrio's second.
Bring it up here. We're right
home. Hungry?
My dad was a sea dog. Tattoo of a mermaid on his forearm.
See the world. I bet that sounds pretty good to you right now. I know this is difficult, but what you're doing takes courage. You're a good father.
Just give me a hand over here. Give me a little pair of them on. Well,
How many more crates left?
You still here?
Ain't a mirage, lady.
Those trucks got to be on the road in a half an hour, McCoy.
I'm at sea for 3 weeks, just catching up with the boys.
Well, that sort of looked like a woman.
In the right light, I suppose.
How would you pole jockeys know what a woman looks like? Last call's over. Move your ass.
Minchia, 20 maruna. Should make Joe happy. Tell him to come down next time.
Let's move it along. I'm on a schedule, Polis.
Keep an eye on this Finocchi. Caught one of them trying to steal some of our hooch.
Da dire la prossima volta che viene qua. Ci faccio trovare una bella gioia. Un bello covana.
You were supposed to call me 3 hours ago.
You missed me? Oh, shucks.
This is business, which runs on a schedule.
You call me just to say hello.
Is that what this is?
No. Something's wrong.
Look, I'm hanging up now.
What is it?
I said I'm hanging up.
I wasn't talking to you! So what's the problem? Tell me.
That wop you're on bed with, Petrocelli? He's pulling a fast one.
How so?
Turns out, rum ain't the only thing you're running. Him and the other ones, Luciano and his partner?
Lansky.
Who's there?
McCoy. He's with me.
Anyway, turns out they're stashing heroin in with your hooch and
trucking it north.
And you know this how?
A girl has her way.
You tell anyone besides McCoy?
I prefer to live near the swamp, not in it.
Well, keep him close by.
Do I have to?
Yes. And Sally, I owe you one.
And don't think I don't know what it's for. From her wedding.
She's gonna have to be too old.
Oh.
What are you doing here?
I like to know what my clients are insuring. Keeps me inspired.
I understand you bought a policy.
Whole life. When it matures, you'll be sitting on a nice little nest egg.
Just hope it doesn't hatch.
Quite a boy you've got here. Left college to take a position with the mayor's office. That's what I call gumption.
What is it you want exactly, Mr.
Ballinchuk? I recently transferred from the Chicago office.
Mr. Ballinchuk.
I just need to go over a few documents and I'll be out of your hair.
We'll move into the kitchen, give you some privacy.
You should thank your father. He knows that in an instant, tragedy can strike. And everything a man's worked for, everything he loves, everything he holds dear, can be gone.
Get to work, Mom.
Yes, sir. Joseph Ballinchuk has been dead for 2 years. John Torrio paid for his funeral.
They don't update me on time.
Plan me for a chump?
You ask what I know. That's what I know.
Next time, no better. Or as God is my judge, that bright-eyed young son of yours will be breaking rocks up at Trent.
Everything okay?
Yeah, just a spill.
That was some good coffee. Thank you. Parcel didn't come in yet.
Yes, Miss Holton is Rowan.
Hello?
Yes, this is she. I'm calling in regard to your advertisement in the Herald. The apartment's in Inwood. No, I am unmarried. Recently widowed, actually. A personal tour would be grand. And in terms of rent, is that... I'm sorry. I'll have to call you back.
Changing your residence?
I'm just considering my options.
Mr. Bennett is still at lunch. May I get you something, Mr. Redstone?
Have you any milk?
Certainly.
May I inquire as to your salary, Mrs. Rowan?
$11 per week, with the occasional bonus for good performance.
That's $572 annually, with a prospective yearly rental of over half that. I imagine you're frugal, but subtracting for the grocer, transportation, clothing, sundries, and what have you, it seems these particular quarters are above your means.
I fail to see what business this is of yours.
May I offer you some free advice?
Is there anything more expensive in the world?
Forget this place and call me. I own several buildings uptown. Perhaps I could steer you to more suitable accommodations.
In exchange for what?
Your boss, Mr. Bennett, he and his ilk are systematically driving down the price of Anaconda Realty stock in which I'm invested. Soon, no doubt, I plan on buying it back. I need to know when this happens.
I could lose my job.
Yes, you could. Or, perhaps, gain something better.
Come on, Abe. Quit flirting.
Hello, Robert. Nice chatting with you, Mrs. Rowan.
Got something special coming in. You're the first person I caught.
He show his face around here. Him all one of his boys. You get word to me right quick.
Ain't seen a hair of the doctor since the other night.
Ain't heard his speechifying me.
This jabbering days be over soon enough. Tonight, we pay a visit down the north side and see how he...
Back in the kitchen, O'Fay. This here private.
So this here the new dishwasher, Nucky Hire.
Half-faced white boy taking our jobs.
The way I see it, one man got as much right to eat as another. This here man, a friend of mine. Mr. Harrell. Mr. Wife. You need something, you look me up. Tonight, we're at Nia. You wait till after dark. Ain't nobody gonna be there but now Cease and his men.
So he's running, being chased through these giant flower pots. And he's jumping and bouncing in and out like he's got strings in his shoes.
What? Who was?
Brother Fairbanks. He listened. All right. Now, you see the thief of Baghdad?
You got time to go to the pictures?
No. Just, well, you know.
I need you to take some men, head out to the White Horse Pike.
What about that?
A convoy of trucks heading from Tampa to New York.
You want me to stop it?
Yes. And find the heroine, Petrocelli's piggybacking without rum.
Petrocelli's in business with Nasaria,
Luciano, Lansky.
Jesus.
This kid, this fucking Luciano. Should have let me plug him years ago when I had the chance.
First, let's make sure it's true. Bring Knox and a couple of his men.
Blaston's in. It's likely to get missing.
Just get it done.
You take everything north of 22nd. That's 84 streets in total.
Up to or including Madison?
Including. Let Jaime Weiss try and tell you otherwise. Johnny. Hey, so you gone already.
Who's this?
George. From the flower shop. I told you about him, didn't I?
No.
Sir?
He helped us arrange O'Banion's retirement party?
Well, that was a disgruntled customer. Half a fib for a dozen roses. You get them home, they're already well. Drive any fella to murder.
George here is going to be taking over my collections.
Yeah, I'm moving Ralphie up.
Oh, you are?
So as I can run the distribution, more hands-on.
And what will I be doing?
Come again?
Well, while your hands are on the distribution, what will I be doing?
Whatever you want. I mean, I ain't gonna squeeze you out of nothing.
You wouldn't squeeze me out of my own operation. That is very generous of you.
Well, you know what I mean. I mean, I know you like to relax. I got people coming up behind me. They're, what do you call, ambitious. I've been meaning to talk to you about this anyway.
So talk.
We had discussions, you and me, about the future when you got back from Italy. Expanding my role when you retire.
But I ain't retired now.
No. Right. Of course. I know that. Someday. Eventually.
I'm gonna go. It's good you're thinking ahead.
See August Dupin.
I don't know him.
He's fictional. A detective. The murders in the Rue Morgue.
Right.
Those stories are the reason I wanted to join law enforcement. You've handled yourself well. I'm sure you were a good cop.
Are we friends now?
Dinner bill. You don't have to be my pal, Eli. I mean, heck, I don't even think you like me. But really, this doesn't have to be so bad.
Okay. Stand it out.
Let's go.
All right.
Stay where you are, sir!
Eli, what the fuck is this?
Search the trucks.
Since when we start riding with the help?
You want to tell me what's transpiring here? We're already behind.
None of your business what we got. Is there a problem, Agent Selby?
This wise head won't get out of the way.
Perhaps you're using the wrong approach. Step aside, please.
Tell it to Joe, the boss.
Why don't you relay the message instead?
Any other objections?
Is that necessary?
You heard the man. They're already behind.
Take your time. By all means. And before this gets any further out of hand, please tell me how I can be of assistance.
We understand you're carrying more than wrong.
If we are, that's beyond any personal knowledge I have of this issue.
Captain Narcisse.
Took your bite?
I told him he wasn't here, boss.
You don't tell Dr. Narcisse anything.
He's not. Now you've heard it from me. So?
He came at me. I want him dead.
Came at you how?
With a pistol. He and his men killed three of mine.
This happened tonight.
Tonight it ends.
What you yourself began.
Dead! I will cut him from nape to chops.
You'll find the meat tough, Doctor.
Tell me where he is, or don't. Your choice.
Dr. Narcisse, there's something I've been meaning to ask you for quite some time. Who the fuck do you think you are?
Cast your lot. Is it so?
You're leaving on your feet or on your back. It's entirely up to you. So don't make a mistake.
You ready for this?
Just say. I'll put one in this burr head right now.
Mr. Thompson, you're not ready for this.
Don't be so sure. I told you, I don't know where Chalky is. You've got problems with him. Take it up with him. Now get the fuck out of my club.
When I run him through, watch the light go out. I hope he knows what a friend he had in you.
Safe here through the weekend. Went straight through.
How you know that?
I've been around many people who've been shot. That's your friend.
What did he do?
Brought her directly, Mr. Wayne.
Ain't nobody follow y'all. You go now and make the midnight show so they ain't suspicious.
Yes, sir.
You go too. I'll be fine.
don't come after you, you know. Come after us.
Let them come.
Can you even raise your arm?
Come to me practically begging, some wet behind the ears little shit.
Lucky.
You assure me your intentions are honorable, that you and your partner have big plans for the future.
If you just let me speak,
I let you in on the deal. Things are going great. And what do you do the second you get the chance?
Mr. Thompson.
You stick it up my fucking ass.
You coerced Charlie and I. By Mercuria, he found out about Tampa from his cousin.
Petrocelli.
And realized he could use it to his advantage.
As did you and your greaseball partner.
He would have killed us if we didn't go along.
You think I fucking won't?
I know that is a distinct possibility, though I do pray to God it doesn't happen. It was strictly up to me, sir. I'd have nothing to do with narcotics. There is plenty of money in liquor, which is a much safer and eminently more sociably acceptable...
You've got 2 seconds to drop the fucking Boy Scout routine, or you're going in that hole.
There's a fortune to be made in heroin. Millions and millions of dollars. Now, I don't know about you, but the way I saw it, it was the same life I was risking either way.
I'm begging you, Mr. Thompson, please. What would you have done if you were me?
You're going to call him.
Call who?
Masseria. If he'd like to see you or his heroine ever again, tell him to get his ass down here.
Chalky White left a message. Says it's urgent.
You're set for 2 with the pound court. Mr. Murphy's running 5 minutes late.
Remind me to stick it to him later. And do me a favor. Make sure these trade confirmations get filed.
Anaconda Realty.
Redstone. Some of these other dubs, they're down by 80%. I tell you, they say these kites are smart. Well, this one's done as a doornail with the deepest pockets I've ever seen.
They're no match for you, sir.
They're greedy. Every last one of them, Redstone included, thinks he can get rich without doing a thing.
Well, the more fool him.
I'd like to take the new Duesenberg for a test drive. There's a number for a salesman on my desk somewhere.
Consider it done.
That's what Valentino drives, you know.
Huh? It's warm, but it's all I can find.
To keep the rest locked up.
That's fine. Thank you.
How we get to Narcisse?
May I bring you up some privacy, please?
Of course.
Are you thinking straight about any of this?
She put the knife in Parsley's back.
He came to see me last night. Narcisse.
What'd he offer?
It doesn't matter. But what he wants is you on a slab.
and what you want.
I can tell you what I don't want, and that's a fucking war. You okay?
I've been worse.
You've been better, too.
So, push come shove, what happened then?
I'm here, aren't I?
Says we ain't want no war.
I don't want the trots either, but when I get them, I deal with it. You know, someone once told me all of man's problems come from his inability to just sit in a room.
Doing that right now.
Then I suppose your troubles are over. Anything until you hear from me.
And as a devoted friend of the good and decent people of the North Side, I vow this. Neither I nor the members of the Sheriff's Department will rest until every last one of the cowardly perpetrators of this heinous attack are brought to justice. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, is it true?
Mr. Mayor, when the city rebuilds, you need
office? Ah, Nucky Thompson. Always a pleasure.
Perhaps for you.
But things look different during the day, no? You see all the... How you say?
The flaws.
I've always preferred bringing things to light.
Maya, now why are you so blue?
It could have something to do with the heroin you had in port.
Ah, see. He mentioned this to me when he called.
So what do you have to say for yourself?
I will wait, huh? Till my partner come.
What partner?
Forgive me my tardiness. It is a quality I deplore in others.
I know. We'll just forget this time.
What's going on?
The world is going on, Mr. Thompson. Without you, depending on what passes here today.
You two are partners.
In a manner of speaking, yes. As you've deduced, I am deeply entrenched in the business of providing heroin to those wretched souls who desire it. Mr. Masary and I have recently embarked on an arrangement wherein he will supply me with product via Tampa.
Using my trucks for delivery.
So you see.
We do business already, the three of us.
And if I don't like it?
I should paint you a picture, but I assure you it would not be pretty. There is money to be made, Mr. Thompson. A very great deal of it. I will not be your friend, but I will be an able partner. One far more dependable than you've ever had before.
Just like that?
No. I will require your full support on the North Side, to include you delivering your Mr. White to me personally. This is non-negotiable.
What do I get?
What do you want?
For starters, I want my fucking share. One third of any heroin already imported, and one third of any imported in the future.
So we have struck a bargain, then.
Yes.
You will not be sorry, Mr. Thompson.
I see great days ahead.
Anything from Knox?
Can't find him.
Please hold for Mayor Bader.
Hello?
Ed, it's me.
Nucky.
Listen to me clearly. This is an emergency.
I need you to send two sheriff's deputies to get Chalky White out of town.
Okay.
Fella goes to a drugstore to buy rubbers. Guy goes, you want a bag with that? Fella says, no thanks. She ain't that ugly. How do you make your wife scream while you're having sex? Call her. Tell her about it.
All right. I'm heading out.
Johnny, stay. Have a drink.
I'll catch your matinee performance tomorrow.
Not around. What's that called?
Tom Collins.
I'll kill that bum.
What's a good boy and a good woman have in common?
I don't know.
Lick her in the front, poke her in the back.
Al, you got a call.
Who is it?
You didn't say.
Take a message.
Said it's important.
I'll take it in there. Come on.
Hello?
This is Al?
Yeah, who's this?
Never mind who it is.
Yeah, then what the fuck do you want?
Nothing. I was just calling to say goodbye.
Huh?
Daryl, get down!
Lucky for Johnny, he left when he did, huh? Huh? You okay?
Are you sure I can't offer you something else?
I'm fine, thank you. Please.
I'm too nervous to eat.
You needn't worry. I'm a married man.
You must be joking.
I am. So, what would Mr. Thompson think?
He can think what he wants. My life is my own. Not that this is that. That this is business.
Drink your tea. Settles the nerves.
It's impossible to get ahead. And believe me, I've tried. I work hard, I save my...
You owe no one any explanations, Miss Rowan.
Mr. Bennett is a criminal, no different than...
And me?
I was going to say my husband.
Though, to be fair, one could paint me with that same brush.
Anaconda Realty. Mr. Bennett and his partners own the company. He bought more shares this afternoon. You should do so yourself as soon as possible.
30,000 shares, preferred stock.
You shouldn't sell until he does. I'll let you know when that happens.
In return for what?
A rent-free apartment, guaranteed for 5 years. A safe neighborhood, with rooms for the children.
You'll accept nothing from Mr. Thompson, yet you will from me.
I earned this. And when it's over, I owe you nothing.
We have a deal.
Very well.
I've never done business with a woman before.
Well, how did you like it?
Quite the treat.
Got people anywhere?
Just here, in this room. You?
Stay here. Wait till morning. Catch a train out west. Be safe there.
I'm going wherever you go.
They're here.
Mr. White? Climb in the back and crouch down a little.
Uncle Mushy?
Well, what are you doing?
I tried to call, but I was busy.
You want a drink? What's wrong?
Earlier today, the mayor gave a press conference.
I saw the afternoon paper.
Well, afterwards, he had a meeting. This colored doctor from the north side.
Narcisse?
I don't know. He had a beard. Suit costs more than money.
What did they talk about?
I couldn't hear, but they were in Bader's office for over an hour.
Give me the American Legion Hall on Pacific.
I'm going down to the river, Jordan, oh yes. I'm going down to the river, Jordan.
Nobody's going to Philly.
We are. Like I said.
Mr. Turnoff back there.
Is that right?
Doing some work on that road. Taking a different route.
You all right?
Shoulder. Hurt a touch.
You'll feel better with some sleep.
Maybe I'll close my eyes a while.
Thank you.
get him out.
Carnegie Hall, 1 month ago. Nearly 3,000 Negroes in attendance to see Garvey.
If anything, his arrest has made him more popular. Man to his left. That Patterson?
Yes, sir. We can't get any more inside than him.
Pathetic, isn't it? They join his club, attend his mandatory outings, in exchange he sells them uniforms signifying nothing, with the profits being used to fund his appeal.
That man has done more damage free on bail than most criminals achieve in a lifetime. 3,000 Negroes with ideas in their heads? That's a threat worth worrying about.
What do you think, Cap? Well, let's go over here.
Your tail's wagging, Jim.
I got our weak link. Nucky Thompson, his brother, Eli. We backed him into a corner. He's going to connect all the dots for us.
Our man in Harlem. I may need you from time to time to nourish that relationship.
Yes, Mr. Director.
What is this?
I'm late for debriefing.
Yes, of course, sir.
What are you so shy?
Place to be.
You just want to sit at home? Moping?
What do you have to be so happy about?
Tonight? Nothing at all. That's why we're here.
Boardwalk Slam! We just commenced.
Sit anywhere you want.
Are we allowed to?
After hours. It's all just us, excuse me.
Seems all there is us and our unhappiness.
This is one of those times.
Sit, please. You're not with the musicians?
No. I came with my brother. That's him playing. With Mr. Coates.
You are Mr. White's child.
You know him?
We are intimately associated. Richard Pastor.
Mabel White.
No wonder he's so proud.
Do you know where he is?
Alas, no. I've heard the rumors, the lies, and beneath it all, the old drumbeat of injustice.
Mother won't even get out of bed.
And you are to be married, are you not?
Not as of 3 o'clock this afternoon. Samuel wasn't even there. His father told me. I think he enjoyed it.
Why must it be the daughters who suffer?
That's the funny thing. I'm not suffering. I don't know what I am. Except something I'm not supposed to be.
Dangerous. For people like us.
Like us.
To be what we are, where we are, and dare to stand free. What could be more lonely?
I was supposed to come here to forget things.
Then go and forget.
Get the 7th Regiment out there.
Vader's turn. He's in Narcisse's pocket.
What?
You reach anyone yet?
He's locked inside his office, preparing a statement. Word is two deputies are dead on the pike.
Why are you here?
He's doing his job, Eli. Why else would I put him next to Vader?
You need to leave this room.
He's already heard it all.
This is the life you want?
Pop, isn't it what we do?
All right. Let's get it sorted out.
I'm going down to the River of Jordan, oh yes. I'm going down to the River of Jordan one of these days, hallelujah. I'm going down to the River of Jordan. I'm going down to the River of Jordan one of these days. I'm gonna eat at the welcome table, oh yes. I'm gonna eat at the welcome table one of these days, hallelujah. I'm gonna eat at the welcome table. I'm gonna eat at the welcome table one of these days. I'm gonna put on silver slippers, oh yeah. I'm gonna put on silver slippers one of these days, hallelujah. I'm gonna put on silver slippers. I'm gonna put on silver slippers one of these days.
What are you trying to sell?
Information
regarding a certain individual.
Wouldn't you like to know his name?
He's my brother.
He's not your son.
You don't know how Mucky thinks. Cut to the world loose. Come you for help.
It's when he never looked back.
Are you here? You missed the announcement.
I want you to come with me.
Who don't you trust? Who witnessed?